Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a TV theme song Thursday here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And yes, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, along with J.R. Gamble, is the managing editor of MLBBro.com. You hear him
on
this very radio show on a weekly appearance during baseball season. And he's on the podcast, Inside the Parker. And he has his own podcast, the MLB Bro Show, which is a part of iHeartRadio. So you want to listen and subscribe to that.
And the mixtape.
Yes, sir, the mixtape. Let's do that, J.R. And let's turn to, we just talked about LeBron in the first hour. Let's turn over to baseball. And we had Mark Gubazaw, the color analyst for the Los Angeles Angels. We talked about Shohei Ohtani. You know, what do you do with him? And, you know, we've heard people talk about it. Chris Broussard on this very radio show has said a million times, Rob G, hasn't he? I'm not a Yankee. What does he say? I'm not a Yankee fan, but the Yankees should get Shohei Ohtani. That's Chris's take, that he believes he belongs in the Bronx, that he belongs on the biggest stage in baseball. And I don't totally disagree, because he could wind up with the Dodgers, which I think is the most logical, because he wanted to be in Southern California. He wanted to be closer to Japan. Right. If he switches over from the Angels to the Dodgers, he don't have to do much, right? It's just miles is it, Rob G? 45 miles or something?
New York.
Yeah, you know, it's not that far from from Anaheim. But here's my point, and I want to get your take. I think the bigger question is, the Yankees need to get back to their evil empire roots. And what I mean by that is going out the days and going and getting the biggest and best players. Now, they did that with Garrett Cole. That was like their last big one. But if you think about the players that they've gotten of late, it's always been trades. The Rangers signed A-Rod and couldn't afford him anymore, right? And then they traded him to the Yankees. The Marlins signed Giancarlo Stanton to that big contract, not the Yankees, and then they bailed him out with the trades. So if Ohtani is available, why shouldn't the Yankees that make a gazillion dollars, why shouldn't they be a player for Shohei Ohtani? And the Yankees haven't won a World Series, JR. You in New York since 2009. It's been a long time now. Would you want to see Shohei in the Bronx?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me one way or another, really, because if they're not in a position to win, they're not in a position to win. I think Chris or other people might be confusing errors here. When the Yankees were winning World Series 4 and 5 years, they weren't just going out and buying the best players in the game. They had a core of Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, who led the team and stayed there for, over a decade together. That's how they won. And then they filled in other players. So people always have this misconception that the Yankees bought those championships. No, the best players, you know, that this doesn't address the question directly, but I have to go back and say the best players on those teams were homegrown talent.
Right, but the question is now they haven't won in a long time.
Right, they got A-Rod. Right, that's why I wouldn't. No, we don't have to go down evil empire routes. They got A-Rod. They got that year they signed A-Rod. Then they got CeCe, Burnett. They got one championship out of that era. And then since they've gotten Giancarlo Stanton, they haven't done anything. So, no, one player is not going to change the Yankees' problems. The Yankees have fundamental problems. The way that they look at the game, the way that they overuse analytics and metrics, it's like beating a dead horse. We go over this over and over again. The Yankees aren't going to win anything until they get players who can play, can hit and run and do multiple things, not just rely on home runs. The Yankees have been a boom and bust offense. People can talk about Cole. They can talk about the pitchers. They've been a boom and bust offense that lack original and natural style baseball players.
But I don't know how you could say not adding Ohtani would not answer. A, you would have another ace in your rotation.
Does he steal bases?
No,
does
but
he,
I'm but
he,
I'm trying to give you
for
but
average.
But I'm trying to give you the pitching. You're not getting one player. You would be getting a pitcher, and every year in the postseason.
Has he won a Cy Young Award yet?
I mean, no, he hasn't.
Ohtani's pitching is overblown because he's overhyped because he's a great hitter.
Yeah, but he's top five right now.
He's a pretty good pitcher. I've never seen him pitch in the postseason. I don't know if he'll go an extended time past five, six innings in the postseason. I don't know who Ohtani is postseason wise. I know that he's played with no pressure on losing teams since he's been here, the Angels. We love everything that he does, but there's no stress to his pitching performances. There's no stress when he gets up to hit. Maybe if they make a playoff run this year. To me, all that stuff matters. Really, all this talk about Ohtani, I don't really care. You know why I don't care? Because I know what it takes to. I'm not a fantasy baseball player. I actually understand the game. So I know that just getting Ohtani is not going to change the Yankees' fortunes a little bit. Why? Because fundamentally, their team is not constructed correctly. You see any bros on the Yankees outside of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton? Any 5-tool players who can generate runs? Ohtani's gonna come in and be another boom or bust hitter.
When you look at the Yankees, if you were to add him to their team, say the Yankees went out right now and decided that they're going to add him this season, you can't tell me that you wouldn't think that they would be closer to a World Series than ever before.
Judge.
Talking about Judge and what is coming back. I'm talking about if you have Judge in the lineup, he's coming back.
Do you have a date for that?
Well, he's hitting now. He's hitting. So if he wasn't hitting, then I would say I don't know when he's coming back. He started hitting again.
Sounds like the toe's pretty bad.
But my point is that the Yankees have kind of been like in the background. The Mets have spent more money. The Dodgers, other teams have spent more money, and
I'm
the
not
Yankees,
buying it.
The Yankees have decided that they're kind of like, well, we want to win. They got a team full of guys nobody knows, and that's why when Judge isn't in the lineup, you know, like they struggle so much to score.
So I'm saying if you win, or are you saying the Yankees need a big name because they're the Yankees? They know we're confusing the two.
No. The question is,
you're going to win.
No,
you're saying the Yankees
aren't. You're not listening to the question. The question is, going back to their evil empire roots. And what that means is when they used to spend money on people, which they don't do as much now.
No, they don't.
They don't. And that's the difference. And then you got to look and say, they haven't won since 2009. You can't keep doing the same thing that you've been doing. Here's a once-in-a-lifetime player that's available, who's going to be available. Do you go out or do you sit back and let the Dodgers or the Mets sign him is the question.
No, but like you just said, they just signed Cole, so that's not accurate. The Yankees do spend money still. Didn't they give him $300 million?
We said that was the last guy, but they still haven't won.
That was a couple of years ago, right? When's the last time the Pirates signed somebody for $300 million?
No, but the Pirates aren't the Yankees. The point is that he's available, JR. It's not like a wish. He's going to be available. Do you want him, yes or no? Should the Yankees spend money?
No, if I'm the Yankees, I don't care. He's not going to change my fortunes. I don't need Shohei Ohtani. I'm the Yankees. I don't need that guy to be somebody. I'm the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees haven't won anything since 2009.
Let the nobody franchise.
But that doesn't make sense. What you're saying is you're saying you're the Yankees and you haven't won. If you take away that 2009 championship,
I haven't won.
Wait a minute. There's one championship since 2000. That's 20 some odd years.
How many Milwaukee have in the last 30 years?
Milwaukee's not the Yankees. Come on, man. Come on. It's not the same. It's not the same barometer as the Yankees or the Milwaukee Brewers.
You know this. You don't just get out on the field and win games. You have to construct a team. And it starts in your minor league system. And it starts with putting the right pieces together. It starts with having the right kind of offense that when you get to the playoffs, you can actually manufacture runs. You can get clutch hits from people. You have to have the right pitching in the playoffs. I don't think Shohei Ohtani makes a difference one way or other. I'll leave that to the casual baseball fans who are enamored with this guy because he pitches and hits. But if I'm the Yankees, I don't need him. Why would I spend $500-600 million for a guy that's been on a team for the last 4 years that hasn't won anything?
Yeah, but you know
that.
His impact? There's no way that you could say that it's strictly on him.
Mike
Trout has been hurt. They haven't had any other pitching. Yeah. They haven't had any other pitching.
I agree.
They've had other issues. It's not, you can't just pin it only on him. And as you know in baseball, it can't be on one guy. That's why they're not winning. And here's
asked if I was the Yankees, would I want him? No.
Right. Okay, that's different.
My answer.
Okay, that's your answer. But
yes.
It has nothing to do with what's happening with the Angels. My point is, since 2000, which is 23 years ago, since 2000,
one
the Yankees have one chip. That's not the Yankees that we're used to. And people are saying maybe it's time for them to go out and get the best guy that's out on the market and stop playing cheap and stop going after guys who you don't have to pay and stop worrying about the going over the salary threshold where you got to pay a tax. That's where the Yankees have become.
They've become
penny pinchers. They become, oh, no, we can't go over the cap. Oh, we can't do this.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right. So if you're going to go after Ohtani, I would rather, knowing that this is baseball and not basketball, and we've seen this over and over again, right? I would take three $200 million contract players rather than one $600 million contract player. And in baseball, that's going to do me a lot better than having one guy. One guy, although he pitches as well, this is the thing. I can't count on Shohei Ohtani coming to New York City, carrying the burden of pitching and hitting, never getting hurt. I'm not taking chances on that. I don't believe that he can continue to pitch 30 starts a year and have 400 at-bats a season over the course of the next 5 years. So I know that most likely, I would lose significantly in that deal if I did not win with him in the first two seasons. After that, I'm the Yankees, so I'm going to just throw away $400 million. No, they're not going to do that because they haven't been spending money in the first place. You can't take that chance on this guy.
I could not disagree with you more. And here's the other thing. Ohtani pays for himself. The advertising that they get from Japan, when Hideki Matsui played for the Yankees, go back and look at the videotape of all the Japanese companies that were all over Yankee Stadium. Money won't be an issue. They'll be selling his jersey. There'll be everybody in Japan will be wearing a Yankee jersey. I mean, money's not the issue. I mean, they'll make that money back because he's an international star. He's not going to be a local star.
You're right. So
the money part is not really it. I'm just saying, you're saying you don't want them.
They want the back pages back from the Mets.
You said you don't want them.
That's who the Yankees are now. That's what we're doing in the Bronx. 27 chips later, we're just trying to steal the back pages back from the Mets. Because that's all that move is. That's not a move to win a World Series.
All right, here we go. Should the Yankees go back to their evil empire route, spending some loot, or... And make the move for Shohei Ohtani if this guy becomes available or not. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the real very odd couple today on this baseball topic right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you're ready for the best sports talk in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started on this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, a skipper brave and sure. Five passengers that sailed that day on a three-hour tour. All right.
What happened? It is a
TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And The Odd Couple is also brought to you by The Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. One question, Alex, JR,
yep.
Rob G, Brian Finley. Why did the Howells, who were millionaires, A, take a three-hour tour, and B, bring extra clothes for a three-hour tour? Does anybody know? I mean, does that make sense? Makes no sense.
Now that you mention it, it doesn't.
It doesn't. They're millionaires. What are they doing on a three-hour tour on a boat? And they got clothes. They brought clothes. All right. 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number. 877-996-6369. Do you like the Yankees the way that they are, that they're pinching pennies and they don't go after the best players available? Or do you want them to return to their roots when everybody hated the Yankees because they got everybody and the evil empire and get Shohei Ohtani? 877-99 on Fox. All right, JR, let's go.
Leo in New York City, you are on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Leo.
Uncle Rob and the Gambler.
What's
J.I.
up?
Gamble.
Yes, sir.
You know what? If I had not seen J.I. Gamble at 275 Park, I would have called him Michigan. But, you know, I saw him. I know if I run into him in New York, he can kick my ass. J.I. Gamble, J.I., you do not sound like a New Yorker. Or maybe you're a Mets fan because this is the Yankees. We're not talking about the Miami Heat where we need undrafted players to come here and overachieve and, you know, do the most. No, it's the glamour. It's the name brand. It's, you know, the light, the big light. We need a player like Shohei. I know you prefer four quarters over a dollar. No, we want actually the big piece.
Good point. That's good point.
That's a good way of saying it. I like that. No doubt about it. Leo, and it was nice meeting you at 275 Park.
Yeah,
for sure. There. No doubt, Leo. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Drake in California. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Doing great.
I will say this, that I'm sad that I didn't catch Bomanion when I called in for the first time. However, I want to say that I kind of agree with you both, but you guys are arguing two different things, and you both are right. Yes, the Yankees need to go back to the evil empire and start spending money. However, overspending on just Ohtani is not moving them automatically closer to the World Series.
Right.
If anything, almost the same. They may have one picture, whereas the Angels don't have any. And other than that, they have one bat, just like the Angels. And he can't even move the Angels into the playoffs.
Let me just say this. Here's the difference, though. Judge has been out. They haven't fallen out of playoff contention. The Yankees are in the playoffs if the season ended today. And that's the difference between the Angels and the Yankees.
Too bad that there's 80 games left.
No, but I'm saying, but still, the Angels, they have a bad week, and they're out of the playoffs. I mean, the Yankees are still in the playoffs.
Without Aaron Judge, so can we stop? They won't.
Yeah, but of course, if they miss, even miss the rest of the season, but they didn't fall out of the playoffs without him, is what I'm saying. 877-99 on Fox.
Keith in Alabama, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
I got to say, with no salary cap, it'd be silly not to add someone like Shohei. It's not like you're breaking your salary cap for one guy. There isn't one. The question I want to
pose the Yankees do have one. That's what we've been discussing. They've instituted one.
No, they don't want to pay the luxury tax, but you're right, Keith. They don't. The Yankees have an unlimited budget if they really want the guy.
Let me pose this question. So in the offseason, the Yankees are able to sign Castillo off the Mariners for $350 million for 10 years, and then they pick up Olsen off of the Braves for $350 for 10 years. You'd be beside yourself. But that's Shohei.
And I'd prefer that.
Right, but here's my thing, and you got to – will you at least admit this? The Yankees will make that money back with Shohei and everybody in Japan wearing a Yankee jersey.
Sure.
Would you admit that, Keith? Did we lose him? He's gone. Okay, he's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, the money issue, like, they'll make their money back. That's not the issue. It's whether or not.
Yep, and money should not be the issue.
Not for the Yankees.
When you're talking about the Yankees, money should not be the issue, right? It should be winning at this point. They have more money than God. So.
All right, coming up next, Sean Merriman, the three-time NFL All-Pro player and the founder of the Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We'll talk to him next and do some football. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And now let's welcome in Sean Merriman, three-time NFL All-Pro Pro Bowler, plus the founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Sean, what's up, man? Say hello to J.R. Gamble, filling in for Chris Broussard. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
What's up, Sean? How's everything?
Doing all right, man. Just cranking away.
Yes, and, you know, this time of the year obviously is before the NFL camps really get cranked up and get started. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the Jets and the Hard Knocks. And we already know that some of the players really aren't interested. Aaron Rodgers said he'd rather not. Where are you on that? How invasive is that? I mean, teams that have done it haven't won the Super Bowl. It doesn't seem as if it's advantageous. Where are you on having cameras in everybody's face during training camp?
Well, you know, times have changed, man. I think there's cameras in the locker room. There's cameras off the field, walking around. I mean, there's cameras everywhere anyway. And I remember back in the first episode when they started doing it back in the day with the Ravens, that was like a shocker, right? This is like pre-reality TV. This was pre all this stuff that we have now. And truth to be told, Rob, man, to be honest, this is a perfect storm for them, the Jets, and bringing light to what they have in the organization. Look, they're about to get more notoriety than they have probably the last two decades, right? I mean, they haven't had something like this. And don't get me wrong, it's New York media. They get a lot of attention there. But it's going to really shine a light on, you know, Aaron Rodgers, for one, and all the outspoken things he talks about. And, he talks about everything under the sun. But just on the organization and the team in general, man. So I think it's a perfect storm and a good time for them.
Yeah, Sean, as far as your transition into extreme fighting, my man Red Butler over there at the Shadow League, where I'm managing editor, he said he works with you sometimes with that endeavor. How did you get into that and, transition from football into this Lights Out Extreme Fighting that you're doing?
Red's my man, dude. He's the best. So I started training, man, in 2006. Actually, Jay Glaze is one of the ones that kind of introduced me to Randy Couture. Mm-hmm. And I started training with these guys in the offseason. I was doing it simply to get better as an outside linebacker and pass rusher, man. I didn't really think I would fall in love with the sport like that. So fast forward, I was training with all the top guys in the offseason, and I launched Lights Out Extreme Fighting in 2019. We're now on Fubo TV, so if you guys don't have Fubo, get it. But we got a big fight in San Diego coming up August 26th at Palma Casino. It'll be live on Fubo Sports, man. So it's a little crazy, I'm not going to lie, being on this side of the business, producing 3-4 hours of live content. It's a different ball game, but I love it, man. I wouldn't be doing anything else.
I want to switch over to football, and the running back position has been devalued. I mean, I understand it's a passing league now, Sean, but you still need running backs. You still need to make those yards for first down. They are important players on the field, even though they don't want to pay these guys. And the contract structure in the CBA is terrible because they use these guys up the first 5 years. And then they don't want to pay them. They're like, oh, well, you're done. We'll go get somebody with fresh legs or somebody new. Saquon Barkley's not having it. I mean, he wants to be paid what he believes is his due. And the Giants are a better team with him. There's no doubt about it. They don't have a great quarterback in Daniel Jones. Where are you on Saquon Barkley? I mean, fighting for, what he believes he deserves.
If I'm Saquon Barkley, I don't step on a field, not one single play, until I'm paid. And so I have an extension. We get it about the running back position. Their shelf life is a lot shorter than some of these other positions out there. But let me tell you, when he went down with that knee injury, when he was hurt, that was a completely different team that they had. So you can talk about the running back position being devalued and these guys being replaced for anything else, but they were a different team. And so if you're planning on paying Daniel Jones the money that he's going to get paid or about to get paid, and you're about to pay some of these other guys, if you don't think that safety blanket it will be gone, that team will be different. If Saquon Barkley is not in the backfield, then you don't know football, because he is not only a running back, he's just important to their makeup and what these guys can do when he's on the field.
No doubt about it. He's a big part of that team. And you saw when he's out, that team was not the same as it was a year ago when he's running the football effectively.
Yeah, Sean, so how do you feel about you've played for the Chargers for many years, and you're known for your time with the team. They have a quality quarterback in Justin Herbert. What do you see in him, and how far do you think he can lead the team this year? AFC is tough with the plethora of great quarterbacks that they have, but what's a realistic goal for that team with that exceptional quarterback this year?
People talk about these generational quarterbacks, and I get it. You talk about a Patrick Mahomes, a Josh Allen, a Burrow. Mm-hmm. Herbert is in that category. He is. And the Chargers can go as far as they want to because they have the star power. They got all the weapons to do it. They just can't let games down, right? They can't lose games that they're supposed to win. I think that's been their biggest problem. I mean, you can point to the head coach or point to anyone else, but you got to go out and take care of business, win the games that you're supposed to win. That's one. But two, I think that the addition of Kellen Moore this offseason, people are not talking about it enough. You got the quarterback with the strongest arm in the National Football League. You have three capable wide receivers four that can start and be a star on any team in the National Football League. And now you got an offensive coordinator like to let the ball rip, right? It's not afraid to throw the ball down the field. They're going to be extremely dangerous, right? They're going to be extremely dangerous on a whole lot of different levels, because not just then, you got Austin Eckler who's coming back, who is multi-talented, can catch the ball out the backfield, and you got people not talking about the young kid Spiller, who's going to get his some playing time this year that they drafted, I believe, in the third or fourth round. So if you look at that team, if they stay healthy, it's no way that we're not talking about a Super Bowl at some point.
Hey, let's do this, because you mentioned the Bills and Josh Allen, and our guest is Sean Merriman, a three-time NFL all-pro player, and, of course, the founder of the Lights Out Extreme Fighting. But let's do this. I don't feel the same way, I got to admit, Sean, about the Bills anymore. Last year, I thought, okay, they're going to break through. They came out of the gate and scored like 75 points in the first two games. They looked unstoppable. They stomped the Rams, who had won the Super Bowl the year before. But it didn't feel the same to me at the end. Am I misreading them? Is their window closing? The AFC East is better. Miami's good. The Jets are better. This is not a piece of cake. Are the Bills still that team?
They are. But you say one thing that I believe that people aren't really understanding how things work. You can be a dominant team in a division for a very long time, but your window's going to close because other teams are just going to get better, right? That AFC East got better. They got Aaron Rodgers now. The Jets are going to be a better team. If Tua stays healthy, they're going to be a much better team. If the Patriots find a wide receiver that's capable of being a big play guy and bring some more guys in, they're going to get better. So it's not necessarily that they can't, they're not playing well, or they don't have a really good chance of winning. It's just that when you don't capitalize, when you're the best team in a division, other teams are going to catch up because they get sick and tired of losing. I went against that when we used to stomp the Raiders when I played for the Chargers year in and year out. And, before you know it, they started to get good, right? They started to bring in players. And they caught up to us at one point. So you got to capitalize when you have that window of winning.
All right, last thing. Let's talk about the Lights Out Extreme Fighting 10, which is coming up Saturday, August 26th from Casino Palma. Watch it live on Fubo TV, or you can get your tickets at LightsOutFX.com. Tell us about the event.
Yeah, we got a huge event coming up August 26th in San Diego at Casino Palma. It starts at 7 p.m. If you guys can't get there, watch us on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV. You can check out LightsOutXF.com. Tickets will be up and going by tomorrow. And we can't wait for that one, man. This is our biggest card yet. We've actually had a couple guys that already signed with the UFC contender, and they're actually letting them fight one more time for Lights Out Extreme Fighting. So catch these guys. We've got the next up-and-coming superstars, August 26th in San Diego at Palma Casino Palma.
Man, it takes a special kind of person to do that stuff. I don't know how you do it, my man. Even those guys. Those are a different breed of human beings, right? Mm.
Well, I would talk trash, but I ran into people for a living, so I have no excuse. No.
Right.
That's a good way of looking at it. That's right.
He's used to the combat. No, he's used to the combat.
No doubt. That's right. And you can get your tickets. Lights Out XF.
LightsOut.com.
So you can check out your tickets. Head down to San Diego. Sounds like a fun night. Sean, we appreciate you as always. Thanks for the knowledge, my man.
Definitely.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Coming up next on The Odd Couple, is Rob Manfred crazy, Meshuggah, or is he crazy like a fox? We'll get into that next. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For some MLB talk with MLB Bro, because you need to know in the U.S. of A.
Okay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
What is this, Alex? Oh, is this Hogan's Hero?
Yes, well done.
It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard. And
yes,
we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And the fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. And let's go here. Rob G, can you hop on the mic? Major League Baseball is continuing to spread its international wings. Rob G, the news is that baseball is going where next?
Oh, God.
Well, they're not going here to L.A. They're not going to New York. Instead, they're going to be playing their games overseas. In fact, according to multiple outlets now, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres will open up the 2024 regular season in Seoul, South Korea.
Seoul?
I don't know how to say
Seoul,
it exactly.
Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah. Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because maybe they picked those two teams because they think Shohei will be on either one of them. You know what I mean? Like,
come
that
back
would probably
to the
be
hood, it. MLB. Come back to the hood.
So you're against international play, or you just or
who me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not against international play. I'm against resources within our country not being used to help the players within this country, the inner city kids, the 6.2% of black and brown players that's in baseball, which used to be 30, which used to be the stars of the game. It just seems like there's more excuses made to why they're not in the game, and baseball is going further and further and further out of their way a lot of times. I'm happy for, you know, merging international baseball with us, but we need to take care of home. Like, we got a lot of talent at home
that should be nurtured
and cultivated.
I agree
like
with that.
Else.
But this is an international. This is to broaden the game. And this is what a lot of the sports, the NFL does games in places where they don't even play.
What does that actually mean? Broaden the game.
Yeah,
if you're ignoring your own country.
No, but that's not what an exhibition is doing. That's not ignoring people. What is putting.
Play the exhibition in the projects then. Show me something. Play it in 40 projects in Queens, in Jamaica, Queens. Play it in Harlem.
They're going to play a game next year in
Seoul, Korea. Okay, whoopee-ba-doopee.
No. I'm talking about in Birmingham, Alabama, which they are doing. Which
I can't wait for that. I
can't wait for that. But my point is, all of these sports are doing it because the world is smaller now, and they're international. It's all about making money and getting as many people. I hated it when Jacksonville had three road games in Europe. I think that's too much. But to have a game or two internationally to just try to grow the game that is becoming more and more global. We saw the WBC. Did you see the crowds? Did you see the anticipation, the excitement, the money that was made, the eyeballs, all the people who watched in Japan the finals of the WBC.
If the cost of expanding the game internationally is losing American players, losing players that I can relate to as more than just ball players, then I don't want it.
Yeah, I just think you gotta have. You can't be that closed off. We're not closed off. No, but
what
you
I
can't.
Said was,
it's an international stage. This world. We're not. This is not the old days where we don't know what's going on over there. Hold on.
American sport.
No, hold on. But. You gotta people.
You're ignoring your.
No, that's not what an international. They've had games in Mexico. They've done this
that's
before
cool.
for a long time. It didn't.
You said they're trying to expand the game. No, they're trying to broaden the game.
Well, they're trying to broaden the game
in your own town.
Yeah,
right?
but they're trying to broaden as much as they can because we're a different world now, and we know that the difference here now is that. Mm-hmm. There are more people who can get your product, who mm-hmm. can watch your games. There are more revenue streams than ever before. It's not about just the couple of networks in the United States. It's more than ESPN or Fox Sports. There's more.
Right. There's
you can sell rights.
Networks.
You can sell rights all over the world, and that's why baseball is an $11 billion industry. And all I'm saying is they will always. And I'm not. I don't want
right, so
I don't want a team from Seoul, Korea. I don't want a team
as a black American fan. As a black American fan, you can do all of the international outreach that you like. That's fine. But just make sure that the game reflects society for real. Or I could care less about your game in Seoul, Korea, in Germany, when you have an abundance of talent right here in the United States and you're not promoting the game to them. They're not going to look at Shohei Ohtani and relate to him the same way that they're going to relate to a Mookie Betts or someone like this. I get the whole international thing, but if you're not taking care of home, I don't really hear about your international enterprise.
All right, we'll get into the NBA coming up next in the final hour of the program. We'll talk about James Harden, the best situation for James Harden. Is it the 76ers or the Clippers? So we'll do some of that. And then don't forget, Teicher's Tower of Trivia is also coming up in the final hour of the program. So that's where we are. Stick and stay. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble. Stick and stay.
America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.